was very dire, and many of them did not have the confidence at all to organise or to even challenge the situation they were in. And she was very important. She's a woman who has got a huge amount of energy. Those of you who know her, it's hard to describe her, but very, very passionate, and she still is an absolute passionate revolutionary to this day. But what we didn't find out until afterwards was that, in fact, or those of us who were not in the leadership, that her most important role at that time was working underground. She was a trained soldier and worked underground throughout the whole revolution. And she fought against the invading US forces in October 1983. So she was an amazing, absolutely amazing character. She, when I had this conversation with her, she said, please, will you send my greetings to this meeting? So that's what I'm doing now. And I'm sure, again, you would want to send greetings back to her, especially for International Women's Day. What we're going to do now is to have a collection, and I'm hoping that Croppy is ready with the necessary implements. So I'm going to pass some buckets around. If you would be so kind as to give us a donation. we're a new organisation, Grenada for whatever. We've just recently founded ourselves. It's a bit of an offshoot from the Committee for Human Rights in Grenada, which was, of course, very much committed to, in particular, supporting and campaigning for the a free and fair trial for the Grenada 17, for their release.
It was small.
Okay. And so one of the things that we want to do is to have more events like this, to start publishing things. Jackie has already mentioned some of the things that might get published. And we feel it's very important to do things that are more, well, less political in the sense of being directly campaigning, but more general in remembering the revolution. And so that's the aim of our organisation. So that's what we want to do, and hopefully that you'll be willing to give us a few bob. What we're going to do now is have a break so that you can dig deep in your pockets and hopefully find some dosh for us, and to go outside and have a look at the bookstore and see if you want to buy any of the books that are there, as well as Phyllis's book. We have the latest book by Bernard Gord, who's his husband, which is about the revolution, about from his perspective as the Deputy Prime Minister during the Grenada Revolution. And it's his account of that. It's called Forward Ever. And there are various other bits of literature relating to the revolution outside. So if you want to stretch your legs, have a cup of coffee, look at the bookstore, that's what we're going to do for a little while. Thank you. Thank you.